Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Chagiga. Today we are learning Parak Gimel, Mishnah Hey, and Parak Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Parak Gimel, Mishnah is going to continue our discussion regarding the situations in which the halacha of Truma is more strict than the halacha of Kodesh as it pertains to Trumas and Maestros. Says the Mishnah, Min hamodiyis vilifnim, if Amayarts offer Kalim for sale in the area, extending from the city of Modias and inward towards Yerushalayim, as the Barshanura points out, Modias is a city 15 mil from Yerushalayim. The expression of from Modias and inward refers to the 15 mil area between Modias and Yerushalayim. And Modias and outward, as we'll see, refers to anywhere beyond the city of Modias. Says the city, says the Mishnah. So again, from Modias and in toward Yerushalayim, and they are saying that the Kalim are Tahor. Ne'emanin al kli cheres, they are trusted about small clay utensils, whether it be pots, cups, jars, and so on, if the Kalim are being used with Kodesh. However, says the Mishnah, min ha-modiyas v'lachutz, when they are selling utensils from Modias and beyond Yerushalayim, ein ne'emanim, they are not trusted to vouch for the status of any such kelim. The chumrah of truma over kodesh is then that amei aretz between Modias and Yerushalayim are not trusted about small kelim, whether it be pots and so on, being purchased for truma, but they are trusted about those being purchased for kodesh. Now the Mishnah is going to clarify its halacha as it pertains to Kodesh. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad, how is this so? Under what situation and condition is an Amaretz between Modias and Yerushalayim trusted of a pot sold for use with Kodesh? Says the Mishnah, Hakadar shu mocher hakaderos nichnas lefnim min haModias, that if a potter who was selling pots bought from outside of Modias and then came into the area from Modias and between Modias and Yerushalayim with them, hu hakadar vein hakaderos vein halokchim ne'amon, he is believed about their status as long as three conditions are met. Number one, that he, meaning the person who's selling it, is the potter who brought them in. He didn't receive them from some other Amaretz who brought them in. Number two, that these pots being sold are the pots he brought, and not others that he added to those that he brought in. And number three, that these are the buyers who saw him bring them in. Says the Mishnah, Yatza, that once he has left Modias, heading further away from Yerushalayim, however, Einu Ne'eman, he is not trusted about the status of the pots that he is offering to sell. Continuing now with Berak Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Now, having taught that the potters are trusted in certain situations and not in others, the Mishnah is going to proceed to discuss the trustworthiness of tax collectors and thieves, who are likewise trusted only in certain situations. Says the Mishnah, Hagabon, Shenichnasu L'soch HaBayis, if tax collectors enter the house of a chaver and seized some of his kalim to pay his tax debt, Vechin HaGanavim HaShechziru Es HaKalim, and similarly, if thieves return the earthenware kalim that they stole to their rightful owners, Ne'emanin Lomar Lo Naganu, they are trusted to say, we did not touch any kli in the house, other than the ones that we actually took in the case of the tax collectors, or we did not touch the inside of the earthenware utensil that we stole in the case of thieves, and the kalim are therefore considered to be tahor. The Mishnah now is going to conclude by returning back to the topic of the previous one, where we learned that Amei Aretz are trusted for kodesh about the tahara of small earthenware kalim from Modias and inward towards Yerushalayim. The Mishnah now lists another kula, another leniency that applies in Yerushalayim itself. In this too, there is a distinction between Kodesh and Truma. It says the Mishnah of Yerushalayim, Ne'emanin ala Kodesh, and in Yerushalayim. Actually, Yerushalayim Amei Aretz are trusted about the tahara of even large earthenware utensils that are used for Kodesh, which were essential to the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash, but they are not trusted about Kalim used for Truma. Uvishas HaRegel Afala Truma. And during the Yamim Tovim season of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, they are trusted even about Kalim used for Truma, because everyone at that point in time has the status of a Chaver during the Shalom Shagolim, again during Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Have a great day.